Hiya, Wanju. Hello, welcome to another episode of The Curb. My name's Andrew F. Pierce, and this is a podcast where I bring you in-depth interviews with filmmakers, creatives, and creators of culture. This podcast is recorded in Boolu, Western Australia, sovereignty never ceded. Harley Hefford and Luke Thomas are two 30-something NAM Melbourne-based creatives who have a background in events, festivals, and bars. Their latest endeavour is an art community spread over 10 floors in a new creative space in Collingwood, located in the iconic Easy's building, best known for the train carriages that sit on its rooftop. In the following chat, Harley and Luke talk about the foundation of Transcendence, which kicks off with a two-day grand opening experience on Friday 20th of June and Saturday 21st of June 2025, featuring a Monopoly-style event full of live art, music, food and drinks spread out the venue. If you're keen to find out more about Transcendence or an artist who is keen to book in, then visit transcendence.com.au for more info or reach out to the crew via info@transcendence.com.au. If you want to find out more about what we do on The Curb, then head over to thecurb.com.au or follow us on Instagram, Facebook and Blue Sky at thecurb.au. We're a completely independent and ad-free website that lives on support of listeners and readers just like yourself. So if you can, visit patreon.com/thecurb.au where you can support our work from as little as $1 a month. If you're unable to financially support us, then please consider sharing this interview with your film and art-loving friends. We'd also love it if you could rate and review us on the podcast player of your choice. Every review helps amplify the interviews and stories from creatives to a wider audience. Right, enough from me. Here is a chat with Harley Hefford and Luke Thomas about their new creative venture, Transcendence. Born whenever I sing a exactly the kind of creative hub that is needed, not just in Melbourne, but across Australia. Like, these things are nexus points that hopefully inspire other people to do similar things. So I'm excited for what you've built and created here and what it will happen with it. I guess as a launching point conversation, I'd love to quickly talk about the idea of Transcendence. How did it come about? Where did this notion come from?
Yeah, thanks so much for saying that. It's definitely really nice to hear that coming from, other people who sort of get the idea a bit and appreciate it. I think the idea is something that Luke and I each held separately for a very long time, probably long before we met each other. For me, I think actually reading a lot of artist biographies was probably the absolute seed, just sort of like Andy Warhol and Patti Smith and these people that when I read about them, maybe it was even a bit fantastical, but it would conjure an idea of this particular scene that they were part of. Also reading the lead singer of Talking Heads, David Byrne's book, and you know, he had this chapter called How to Make a Scene, and the central idea, maybe you already know it, but the central idea was like having a physical place does so much. And I think being involved in festivals and a lot of more temporary transient things over my life, I was often like, what we're doing here is great, but it would be so much more enhanced if we didn't have to pack everything up. Then fast forward to this year, and it's been pretty exciting to somehow very fortunately manage to have our hands on a place where we, don't have to leave, and thus the people can gravitate and the community can build.
Yeah, it was just a pretty amazing timing actually for both Harley and I in our lives to come to this point. Harley ended up finding the train building and reached out to me. And for me personally, it just came at an amazing time where I was ready to step into that sort of taking on a venue, having a history in venue management and hospitality from a young age, but also working within the festival community just being able to create this dream combination of like the art, but also wellness and somewhere that people can call like a home away from home, like a real place that was missing. And having traveled and being a digital nomad, and finding like, where can I go and work on my laptop because of the changing dynamic in the world and, you know, the post-COVID sort of move from offices kind of shutting and a lot of people being a little bit more work from home. And so it was a convergence of a lot of things that made the timing right. And I was always searching for something on my travels that Harley and I both wanted to create, something that allowed people to come and stay longer, feel welcome, be able to do their work, not pay exorbitant rates, and be around a really growth mindset community, so that we can have workshops and we can have the focus on mental well-being and physical well-being as well.
I love that as well. Like, and you know, Harley, you're talking about reading artist biographies and stuff, and a lot of what underpins that kind of notion of a creative community is energy, and mental well-being feeds into energy as well, and positive energy. And that sounds like it can be such a kind of hippie-ish kind of mindset of, you know, positive energy and stuff, but there is a reason why it works, right? And why it's important. That sounds like a foundational thing that you've got going on here as well, having energy of creativity feeding off one another and having, you know, different layers of people building stuff, doing workshops and everything. Was that something that you both had in mind when you wanted to set this up, that feeding of energy from one another?
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, in my life, I had noticed a pattern where the absolute best times I'd ever had all had this thing in common where there was a group of people being together and people were doing creative stuff of some kind. Yeah, I've been lucky enough to do a few like art residencies in different places, or these sort of camps, or a week-long festival. I think for me, even being at a maybe music festival where the focus is on camping and watching bands was like pretty good, but still was not necessarily like the absolute best time I would have. But being at a similar environment where maybe everyone's camping, but the focus was on everyone actually collaboratively doing stuff, like sitting down and collaging, or maybe everyone's doing their own creative practice, but they're sharing space. That was always the, this feels absolutely amazing for me personally. So yeah, again, they were often like a weekend or maybe a week long type event. And then the hope was to, as you say, have that sort of particular positive energy, or like, yeah, collaborative artistic community energy that could somehow be constantly in this place. And someone could think, if that's what I want today, I can go to that place and it will be happening.
That's great. Luke, do you want to add to that? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just on the energy thing, I think it is the more people, positive people, you get around each other with different skill sets, not just in the like working in a company environment, but with the creative freedom to have fun and connect on a friendship level, deepen connections over time. And that trust allows for another element, I think, of creativity to kind of come to be. So I think by creating a community of, safety and time, like actually having more than just the weekend or more than just a week camp, something that allows 3 months to get to know somebody, and then they'll say, oh, do you know this other person that's also a member and they do this? So we want to kind of give a platform where people can grow, share their skills with other members. And then I know personally in my life, like the more that I was involved in longer term community sort of development of relationships, the more connections I made and the more ideas that came to be as well. And allowed us, you know, Harley and I met through that process, and allowed us to create this. So I think we kind of want to foster that and allow, other people in our community and members to make friends and build something amazing outside of the walls of Transcendence, or inside.
So I had to ask about the trains then. Were they always on top of the building?
Always is a very long time frame. They were put up 10 years ago by Svi Belling, a bit of a legendary architect and part owner of some of the buildings still. An absolute legend, a musician by passion and trade. And we've got to know him through the process as there's a good community and it within the alleyway there. So lots of other businesses we've been collaborating with. And he's part of Rolling Stock Recording Rooms as well. So yeah, it was his project. A mammoth task where they had cranes lifting them up to the building. They had shut down the whole street and quite a sight from those that tell us.
And something that's been really cool with that is that he, I think, had a real desire for the laneway and the building with the trains on it to be functioning as some kind of creative hub. And it's had various lives over the decade. There was an escape room here for a while, and there's obviously the iconic Easy's Burgers, which is still there. But I think Svi was really excited with our vision, which was cool because we hadn't talked with him before, you know, leasing the first building we did and coming up with the idea. But he said something along the lines of like, oh, this makes my soul really happy, and this is what I'd been wanting to see there. So that was quite a nice alignment that we happened to have the sort of vision that he'd been wanting to see as well.
So you've got your opening launch night next week. Tell me about what's planned for what the hopes and dreams are for that particular event.
So we kind of wanted to showcase what we're capable of and also what our community is capable of. We're running it in, so first of all, it's called Go. It's for grand opening. We're kind of theming it like our own version of Monopoly, where we're having interactive Monopoly game that Harley's developed, and we'll be having cards that you have to find throughout the building throughout the weekend, which will then ultimately lead to up in the train, where we'll be having a dealer playing the card game with the participants. So that amongst a greater urban festival of sorts. So we have the two train carriages, which you can enter them. What Culture Jam is going to be doing a takeover. They're another community festival group known for the town, which I'm actually wearing the shirt at the moment. Good friend of us, Michael Scarlett, runs that. And so what we've aimed to do is a few of the different floors we have, because there's the two carriages and then eight separate rooms below, we've reached out to our community network and offered a space to be created and taken over for the period of the event by a different crew so they can manage it. So Burning Seed are doing one. That's the Perania theme camp of Burning Seed. And they'll have DJs all on that floor. Got a friend, Kenny Fantastic, running one of the other floors of DJs and running the bar. So there's a lot going on. We've got bands. Harley, maybe you want to take over on the band side and others?
Oh yeah, yeah. Some cool local bands. We happened to meet one of the core members of this band called Black Jesus Experience in a restaurant around the corner from the venue. So they're like pretty amazing, like 9-piece band that we'll be playing. And it's going Friday night and Saturday day and Saturday night. People don't stay over, obviously they go home and sleep in their own bed, but from what we could tell, there haven't been that many things like that in the city where it's kind of a multi-day event and you come back the next day and see the same faces and hang out. But some sort of like a festival in the city energy, I guess.
It sounds so good. Like, it's just, I mean, I'm based in Perth and we don't have this kind of stuff, and I think that across Australia, we almost don't have this kind of stuff as it is. And so it's this foundation thing, which can hopefully spread throughout Melbourne, throughout Australia, and have other kind of offshoots or people inspired by what you're both doing, and the vibes that can come out of it would be super, super exciting. I'm thrilled for you both. I guess as kind of leading up into wrapping up, if you're an artist or a creative, what's the next journey? What's the next point? If they want to, you know, get a room or something like that, how do they engage with you guys to work there?
Yeah, definitely get in touch. We've got our email address and socials. Maybe we can send you those separately. And yeah, we've also got a website, which, to be honest, is a little basic, and a better one is being developed at the moment. But yeah, so at the moment, we've actually been having a surprising amount of people reach out, which is great. Like, we're not even technically open yet, so we're struggling to respond to all the messages, but we're doing our best. And then, yeah, from the 1st of July, we'll also be open for, we'll be open like 4 days a week for people to come along. And if they have a membership, they can kind of spend all their time here and meet other people and co-work and create and everything like that.
I was in Melbourne earlier this year, heading across to go and watch Flaming Lips. And like, it had been about 5-6 years since I was last there, and like COVID really changed the city. So it's comforting to see that this kind of, the flourishing of creativity is finding places, not so much in the city centre, but in places like Collingwood or Carlton, St Kilda and things like that. So it's wonderful to see that kind of, it's a healing process, I guess is the best way of putting it. As a last question, do you see this as like a healing process for the city, for Melbourne?
Yeah, I totally do. I've had a vision for a while ago, and as my brother as well, to see more of the artistic elements coming into the city as technology develops, as people might not need to actually be in the city for their work, as people can work from home more, that the spaces will start to be filled by more creative and experience-based events and like longer term projects. So yeah, hopefully that's what we're starting, is something that's like a long-term thing that we can build interactive elements. The rooms have different artists do sort of residencies and things like that. And yeah, we are hoping that we're breathing a bit of life into the city.
Harley, do you want to add anything to that one as well?
I mean, yeah, I think that's it. And you know, it's, I feel, always feel a bit cliche saying it, but I think it just is a sort of age of disconnection or something like that, and obviously increasingly online and everything like that. So yeah, I feel like just physical spaces are really important, especially in the city, which can be so yeah, hectic, and the commute and the yeah, everything like that. So
listening to this chat with Harley Hefford and Luke Thomas about their creative venture Transcendence, visit transcendence.com.au for more info. Links are in the show notes. For other interviews and reviews, visit thecurb.com.au. Please rate, review and share this interview with your art-loving friends. We hope they like it as much as you have. I'll see you on the next one.